I bet. So that goes to show you I'm not an outdoors girl.
It's a day trip, huh? Just go up there for the day and come back.
My husband, he would have moved up there if it was up to him, but...
That's funny. Well, do you ever hear of storm cellars around here? Do people have storm cellars in this area?
Well, I imagine, and if you go more down towards Kansas, you will find them. Because they get these dirt storms.
Yeah.
And you probably can't even hardly see them, but as you're driving through, you might see a little roof. And they go down into these cellars.
Yeah. Okay. So, but not so much in this area.
Not so much in this area, huh?
You don't get those big wind storms that they do out.
Well, we've had enough wind, but it's nothing like they do down east because it's flat lands.
Right.
And so they almost need them for protection.
Okay. You mentioned hail being so close to the mountains. It probably comes pretty quickly, huh?
Well, this last one we got was the hail was that big, and it was like rocks. I mean, it wasn't just this soft stuff that hits and breaks.
Right.
They were like rocks, and I thought, well, there goes all my windows. It was just, they would just tear everything up, and I think just about everybody in Trinidad had to have a new roof.
Yeah. Did you have to get one?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I had part of it, not all of it, because I had just put a new roof on mine.
You didn't get your windows up?
No, I had one window that had damaged.
Do you have storm windows on your house then?
I bought all these new vinyl double propane.
Yeah.
I bought them throughout the house.
Okay. When you mentioned you had a porch on your house when you were young.
We had a front porch. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you do anything? Is it just a step up, or do you have like a deck or anything like that where you can sit out on there?
Oh, we always sat out there on the porch.
Okay, so it's big enough to sit out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, I saw a lot of people sitting on their porches yesterday in Trinidad. Used to see that in the South, but not so much anymore. Everybody's sitting in with the AC on. So, are you familiar with ranches at all?
A few of them.
Yeah. You didn't spend a lot of time on them, but you know a little bit about them.
I know a little bit about them.
Do they have many ranches in this area?
Yeah, there's still quite a few. Yeah, I would say there's still quite a few.
Are they pretty big or like smaller ranches? Or?
Well, not down east. They would be down east. And then there's some up at Weston where they raise, they have some buffalo and now La Platte's now, I guess they raise goats because they sell cheese up there.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Did they do much cattle around here at one time?
Yeah, yeah, they do. In fact, they still do if you go up on the North Fork. Which, if you go up Highway 12, and you get just before you get to, it's after you get to Weston, and you go up, I'd say maybe 4 or 5 miles, and then you turn, make a right, and go through this dirt road, and you'll come down the North Fork, and it's beautiful valley, beautiful, and you'll see all the cattle in there grazing. In fact, going all the way up Highway 12, you'll from time to time, you'll see cattle up there. And now Bobby Parsons, right there west, and they raise the horses.
Oh, really?
Beautiful, beautiful horses.
Has anybody ever raised sheep around here at all? Is that anything that people did?
Well,